We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103. And final segment of the show, it's going to be brought to you, as always, by Williams Gun Sight Company. You've got some guns selected from Williams.
I do. I have a litany of guns at Williams to talk about today. But, you know, we're talking about concealed carry guns. And I'm going to quickly just rehash a little bit of what I was talking about in the last segment. The 32 ACPs, I was hoping to find a few on the use list. But they go quick.
They go fast.
Now,
do they have new ones over there?
Yeah, you can buy brand new ones. But the problem is, a lot of these are like grandpa's guns, you know, and they get handed down.
Yeah.
And then people realize, I don't need this. I want a 9mm. So they trade them in, and so you'll get a classic old 1903 Colt pocket pistol, which was a vest pistol. Really cool old guns, and they're fun to shoot. Mechanical. Little miracles again, John Moses Browning Designs. Awesome guns, but there's a bunch of new stuff on the market too that you can go buy brand new ones, like the Kel-Tec P32. Just a tiny little gun, so it only weighs 6 ounces, and people forget they have it in their pocket, you know. The Beretta 30X Tomcat, great gun, Walther PPKs, the old classic. You know, 007 gun.
Yeah.
There's some ones that I wouldn't buy, like the Sea Camp. And if you love your Sea Camp, God bless you. But Sea Camps are notorious for jamming. But and these are little, very somewhat inert little guns. If you're going to shoot somebody with this, it's got to be somebody close. Or if you got to, you know, dispatch a coyote or something, it's going to have to be close. North American Arms has one called a 32 Guardian. That's a pretty cool one. CZ makes the 50s and the 70s, which are pretty cool. But Beretta kind of topped it off. They had the Beretta 70, which is the same as the 81 Cheetah. Very sought after. High capacity. Hold like 13 or 15 rounds. A lot of ammunition in there. So the recoil is like nothing when you pull the trigger on these. And why they're still popular, they hit harder than a you put it this way. With a 71 grain bullet, full metal jacket. They don't recommend hollow points with these because it slows down so much because there's not a lot of power. But with a full metal jacket bullet, you get 12 inches of penetration. So that's body thickness out of a 71 grain bullet out of a regular 32 ACP. So full metal jacket, they say, is the way to go. Don't bother with hollow points. They slow down. You only get 4 or 5 inches of penetration, not enough to do what needs to be done. To make it good. So anyways, fun guns to talk about, and we're not going to talk about them anymore. So,
because this segment is brought to you by Williams Gun Safe Company, celebrating 100 years on the range.
Yep. So
they got the gun ranges open now. They've got it going on.
Well, that lower gun range is flooded right now.
The one.
So it's, the big the one, one, the dirt one.
Yeah.
But the indoor one's top notch.
All right.
Right, ready to rock and roll. So
and new memberships, too. I mean, the monthly membership. They got the lounge there.
Lounge, you can arrange your range. You can set your range time and hold a lane for you. You can join the leagues there and shoot there. Outstanding. Williams Gun Sight on a range since 1926. They're at Lapeer and Irish Road. Very easy to see. A lot of construction around right now, so be patient when you're getting in and
Get
out of there.
Some new neighbors.
But and some work right there on
Lapeer Road.
Is phenomenal going on there. But we're so glad to have Williams sponsoring the show. We've never had a show on the air of the Gunsmiths that wasn't sponsored by Williams Gun Sight Company. You can call them at 653-2131, but they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week.
Every day.
So every day of the week, they're open 10 to 6. When are they open? 10 to 6. Very simple. So
so they'll be open this morning at
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yep. So we're almost ready. I can drink one more coffee before I get there. Luckily, there's two bathrooms.
You get right in. Bathroom right there.
You go to the left, you can find a bathroom. There it is. Go to the right, you'll find a bathroom. My kind of place.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. So if they only sold more coffee, they do sell coffee, but it's not made.
Yeah.
So it's grounds, you know, Black Rifle Coffee
Company. In a bag that you can take home and make some yourself.
Exactly, you can go and make yourself. So now
do you have any guns picked out from Williams, perhaps guns that would be very concealable?
Yes, I do by chance, good sir. I have
perhaps
some guns.
We should talk about these.
We should. Now, first one I'm going to talk about is a pretty little gun. It's called the Kimber Micro 9.
Oh, a micro
knife. It's a 9mm. Yep. It is small, but it's very concealable.
Yes.
I've had a couple of these. I love them. I'm going to call it somewhat two-tone. This is a cool gun. This one's got some of the bells and whistles that make it a top contender because it's considered one of their rapides, R-A-P-I-D-E, rapides. It's two different colors of stainless.
Is it used?
It is used.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful gun. These are expensive little guns.
Okay.
It's got the black rubber grips. It's got really cool fiber optic sights on it. It's got zippered case. It's got really cool serrations on the slide to make it rack. But these guns are not hard to operate either. They're not like pulling a 1911 back where it really takes a lot of muscle. These, you can literally, with your finger, of course, not on a trigger, you can push them against your pant leg and push it down, and it'll rack the shell in for you. Very nice guns. These are expensive. This one used is $899.95 or... Make the deal you want to make when you go there. Bring Grandpa's old 30-30 and get rid of it and have a really cool carry gun. Now, next one's another Kimber I want to talk about. It's a used Kimber. The Kimber makes good guns. This is stainless. It's called the Ultra Raptor 2. It has got night sights. It's got one mag in the box and manual, 9mm semi-auto. But it, again, it's kind of like the going from a Chevy truck to a Escalade truck. You know what I mean? It's got a little bit of everything on it. $1,239.95. Go check it out. Put it in your hand. See if it's the gun for you. You might love it. On the complete opposite spectrum, they got a used Ruger LCP. Now, it's the LCP Max. This is a high-capacity 380, 2¾-inch barrel. It's got a holster, it's got the box, it's got two mags, it's got night sights. They do a front night sight on those Rugers, I believe. So it's real easy to see the front sight. You line it up easy. It makes front sight acquisition very easy. But here's the cool part. It's only $339.95.
Wow.
So it's a great, you know, you're working in an office, you want to have protection. Mm-hmm. It might be the gun for your pocket. So great gun. And they are tough. They get a bad rap, but they're good guns. Now, I talked about Smith & Wesson's a lot, and this is going to be a complete change for you. Here's a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. Now, the Bodyguard is they've had them out for like four decades in the M&P line. But this is the Bodyguard 38. This is a 38 special revolver. It's rated for plus P38s, which means it can be a high power 38. It's still not a Magnum, but it's a good round. It's got fixed sights. This is a 2-inch revolver. It is built for use. It looks like a military gun. It is for
it's a workhorse, not a show horse.
Exactly. It's not the one everybody's going to say, "Wow, that's beautiful." They're going to say, "That looks like quite the tool," and it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And a 38 snub nose for carry. It's going to be tucked in your belt. It's going to be probably inside your pant carry or inside your pocket carry. It's got a smooth rubber grip that is gray. It's really cool looking. And this thing's only $389.95 for a Smith & Wesson revolver. A lot of these Smith & Wesson five-shot revolvers are $589. They're expensive little buggers. But this one's nice. Used at Williams. Another nice Smith & Wesson, the M&P Shield Plus, which is a 9mm higher capacity, 3¾-inch barrel. This is the M&P Shield. It's all very similar to the X we talked about in the last segment, but this one's got a threaded barrel, night sights, optics ready. It's got the box, manual, and all that. Three mags, 3¾-inch barrel. It's threaded, so the barrel sticks out of the end so you can put a suppressor on it. $439.95. That one I'm going over to look at. So that one intrigues me.
Maybe
so,
gone. Just
might
FYI.
Be gone, but if you're there before me, so be it. But no, I need to look at it because that's a nice gun. It's I like it a lot.
How much?
$439.95.
Wow.
Or make your deal. I'm not going to go trade a Glock for it, but I will. I might make some magic happen today. You never know. Another one, the SIG 238, the P238. My first 380 I ever bought in my life was a SIG P238, and I loved it. 2 3/4 inch barrel, blued rubber grips. It's very similar to the Kimbers we were talking about earlier, but it's the SIG version. This one comes with 3 mags, holster. It's a really nice setup. It's blued with the rubber grips, $569.95, and the mags are $40 a piece. So you got to see, it's got 3 mags with it. That's a nice setup. I would jump all over this one too. That's a nice gun. They go fast. These SIGs and the Kimbers.
Yeah.
You go on their website and you look, and they're there. And then while you're looking at it, it switches over to out of stock. That means somebody just bought it.
Just bought it.
It's like, doggone, because people can buy it all over the country.
Yeah.
And now the last gun I'm going to talk about, we talked about it last segment, the Springfield Armory Echelon. Got a 4-inch with the box, case, 2 mags. It's got night sights. It's optic ready. And just so you know, it's got all the bells and whistles. $589.95. This thing's beautiful. You'll be glad to get that one too. They are just gorgeous guns. They got 238 used handguns in stock right now. Get by, check out the used ones. Look at the new ones too. You might find a rebate or something on the used ones or new ones that makes it better for you. But either way, make sure you got a good carry gun. Practice, 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 and be responsible gun owners.
Situational awareness. Keep that in mind,
too. That's exactly right. Thanks, everybody. Hope you have a great week. And spring is here. Tomorrow it'll be in the 70s, so just hang on tight.
There you go. We're getting there. Maybe. We're getting there.
No guarantees. It's winter. We could. It's Michigan. We might have snow tomorrow.
That's correct. You never know from day to day.
You never know.
Hey, we'll come back. We'll do it again next week. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. We'll get you back over to that right now. Check out Seize the Deal.